This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, the police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget that we also say to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, and we do mean everybody, that we appreciate you, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road professional truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And you can also check us out by going to our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Second time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. That means that our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it. We get it. All right, Mr. Kyle, we just got them talking about the big whopper that Joe told. Now, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is in big trouble because he is now under full-scale federal investigation for the things that he allegedly did, assaulting those women, plus the information that he may have given up along the way to try to keep himself out of trouble, and the things he might have also done in terms of perhaps giving even money.
Well, that's right, and this is a very egregious things that are alleged here, obviously, but it's also interesting to note that the Department of Justice probe, it also began into how the governor at that time, then Governor Cuomo, was handling the COVID-19 pandemic, also having to do with the nursing home deaths and this kind of thing. So this is a completely all bad all around for Andrew Cuomo. And certainly it's going to shine the light, Captain, on the behavior that is alleged here, and the things that can happen in these kinds of work environments. So this is I don't think it's not going to go. It's going to stay around. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And I can't imagine, Captain, that Andrew Cuomo would really believe he can go run for attorney general or something like that while all these things are going on.
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just detached from the reality of the situation, because that it would just overshadow it completely. And I think he's got to learn. I think that he's not going to be able to simply try to come back and go, everything's great. It's just not going to work that way.
Now, Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio is seeking some subpoenas in the DOJ memo-based letter comparing the parents of school children to domestic terrorists.
Right. Well, and I know that the Attorney General had spoken to this kind of thing as well, but I think the damage is done and the perception certainly is there, and I don't know how they really try to redo that perception when we have actual terrorists that we can point to on planet Earth. We know exactly where they are, what they're doing, what they're called, and all kinds of things, but yet somehow the parents were somehow domestic terrorists with the notion, Captain, that we would somehow, as the nation and the leadership of the nation, try to squelch or thwart or scare, intimidate parents from making their voice heard. Last time I checked, this is the United States of America. You know, you have the right to say what you want to say without fear of reprisal from the government like this.
Just don't do it on the phone.
Right.
Because right now, the House January 6th committee is subpoenaing phone records of private individuals who were there that day, January the 6th, according to Representative Congressman Banks.
Right. Well, they'll try to piece together, number one, probably locations, number one, and number two, what network, and I don't mean cellular network, but what people you might have been speaking to. They'll try to put together a web, if you will, of people who are communicating.
Yeah. Now, there's something really strange that happened yesterday in the NFL, and it was the fact that Tampa Bay Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown was suspended for refusing to get vaccinated. He also bought a fake vaccine card for $10,000 and supposedly used it to bribe a clean bill of health at a couple of the football stadiums he was at.
Isn't this something? It may simply represent, Captain, the beginning of a lot of stories like this.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking, that there were other people that did this, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, exactly. I mean, of course, if I recall correctly, Aaron Rodgers, I believe, who had basically said he was immunized, but that is not the same as being vaccinated, and that's where the best up was on that.
Right.
But then if you have players that might have faked their vaccine card, we don't know how many there are, but this isn't going to be upheaval in the sports industry like this.
Well, yep, because stay tuned, folks. There's probably more on the way. We just don't know when and how it's coming, but the investigation continues. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little chilly, 52 degrees around the edges, but I shall return.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get Obama phone!
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and don't forget you can call them if you want to speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And order whatever you want. Get any questions asked that you want there. Again, MyPillow.com. The promo code is CAPTAIN. You'll see well over 100 items on the homepage, and then go ahead and open up the basement page on the radio listener specials. That's what it'll say, radio listener specials. Double click on that. It'll take you to well over 100 items, and you'll be able to save a bunch of money down there as well. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. The phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey.
Well, it's me, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, all right. Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, and I appreciate what you're saying, Captain, about how easy it is to go to MyPillow.com. That really is. They've got all kinds of stuff there. It's great.
Now, I wasn't going to say anything about this for about another hour or so, but I did talk in the first hour about Oklahoma and how they had sued Joe Biden's administration and the Pentagon over the vaccine mandate for the National Guardsmen who the governor issued a mandate and said you don't have to follow the requirement with the National Guard. You're in Oklahoma, and you can choose to opt out if that's what you want to do. Well, we got a little tit-for-tat stuff going on here because Biden, in lieu of what the governor said, is doubling down on his statement. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but if the federal government wins out on the military in particular, because, you know, when you join the military, the first thing they do when you go to pass through the physical exam line is you get a series of booster shots.
That's true. That's true. And a lot of times, and you have no choice, really, if you're in the military.
You have no choice.
That's right. So this is what we're doing today. And by the way, here's what we're serving at the mess hall, that kind of thing. Captain, I think where this kind of hinges, though, is that the argument goes that because the National Guard still comes under Title 32 of the U.S. Code, that Biden has authority over the guardsmen and so forth. So and because there is federal money that comes into play as well. So, but that being said, this is a showdown of sorts and can be of states' rights versus the reach of the federal government.
Right. Now, we had a man yesterday in front of the United Nations in New York City who was waving a gun around. And after several hours and after locking down the UN, he finally gave up. They got the gun away from him and off to jail he went.
Yes, that's right. Well, fortunately, he became no more threat to the public, basically. Unfortunately, this person may have had some kind of designs to be killed by the police, perhaps. We just don't know. So this is definitely crisis averted, and they've got him in custody.
Yep, thank goodness.
Yes, exactly right.
Now, Janet Yellen came out yesterday and said that the Omicron could cause significant problems for the global economy. From where I'm sitting, I don't know why, because they shouldn't be closing anything down or stopping anything.
No, it's really very strange, Captain. You know, nobody wants to have any kind of danger that is unwarranted danger from a variant of the coronavirus. But the reaction that we're seeing doesn't seem to track with these apparent severity of the variant. If anything. I hate to put it in these terms, but just for sake of argument, is the Omicron variant sort of a petering out, as it were, of the coronavirus to some degree if you only get very, very mild symptoms? Now, again, very early on, we don't know if it'll come raging back or something like that. We don't know. But, of course, the economy will have a major effect, or it will have a major effect on the economy if the governments of the earth decide that they're going to react the way that they're reacting. How else could it not? But the question is that really prudent at this time in order to scare people and then also squelch what was, at the very least, people trying to get back to normal?
Now, we're hearing that the United States government, under the Biden administration, actually purchased Chinese technology despite the ban that's in place. What do you know about this?
Well, we're learning more about it than we're trying to find out more about it. It seems to me, Captain, that, is anybody surprised that if somehow there's some kind of back deal or there's some other kind of thing that aggrandizes China, because here we have Joe Biden and all of his connections to China.
Yeah. And, of course, I guess we could call the Bidens the family that China loves to buy.
Well, under normal circumstances, and for lack of a better expression, in a normal election, you would have had a lot more vetting of the candidate, even a Joe Biden, which is a very well-known commodity up to that point. But when these major questions started coming up, Captain, about Hunter Biden and Ukraine and China, and how does it track back to the former vice president at that time? This is Pulitzer stuff, you know, and they just sort of let it go because A, they hated Trump. B, they really agree in so many ways with the far left policies that Biden has brought in. And that's why, again, he was sort of promoted as this moderate, kindly old guy who was going to live in the basement until it was safe to come out, and he wasn't Trump.
Have you noticed the media is suddenly changing the narrative on the Waukesha, Wisconsin parade massacre from parade massacre to parade crash?
I've seen this, and I think, Captain, there was another news network that promoted the headline basically said a car drove through the parade in Waukesha. And of course, that makes it sound like this evil car that came to life and did this horrible thing. And it wasn't a car that did it. It was a person who drove the car. And they don't want to really focus on that because, again, it goes against much of their narrative. I don't know what they're afraid of, but it's just a fact.
This guy is a black national. He supports BLM, and he's everything that the left doesn't want you to know about.
Precisely. And the color of someone's skin is irrelevant in the grand sense, but here you have somebody who's obviously very politically active in the sense that they support these radical groups, and then to do something that simply someone who appears divorced from human decency and to do this heinous act, that's monstrous. And if I recall correctly, Captain, I think the suspect had said something, well, they're making me out to be a monster, words to that effect. Well, you did a very monstrous thing. This isn't something that, now suddenly, we don't want to hurt your feelings by calling it out for what it is.
Well, I will.
Yes, of course.
Because it was monstrous.
Well, it was monstrous. And this is where I think so many people across the highways and byways, Captain, they don't understand why the media can't simply, knuckle down and report the facts and in such a way that we all get it, we all understand, we could all be unified that there was simply no excuse for this. There was no circumstances whatsoever. And then somebody calls out, comes up and says, well, maybe it's the start of a revolution. Oh my gosh. I mean, we're just heading down the tubes.
Isn't that what we need? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy's going to take us to break, and I'm going to let her give us the phone number. So, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and Mexico are announcing a deal that would reinstate a Trump-era border policy. It forces asylum seekers to remain in Mexico until they get court dates in the United States. The Biden administration suspended the program, but that decision was overturned by a federal court. The policy affects several U.S. ports of entry from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States is greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
More people have died from COVID under President Biden than under former President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. Don't forget to go over there to his website, dronedwards.com. Check out the Constitutional Grounds coffee over there. I've got some in my cup right now. I made a nice cup of coffee before he started. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's really good. All right. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 6 years. For the problems that I have, and it does work. It does work. Now, I kicked the habit. I got rid of Mobic and Flexerol, which were a couple of drugs that I had to take to keep my left foot, ankle, leg, and foot the swelling down and whatnot, and the pain. And I got rid of it because there were some side effects I didn't like about it. And what I wound up taking was a leave. I took a handful of leave in the morning, a handful in the afternoon or night. And once in a while, I'd take a few more than that just to calm things down. And I knew I was way overdoing it. So when the opportunity presented itself, when I heard about Relief Factor, I took it, and I never looked back. Never looked back. So Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps keep my body from going into the inflammation that I do with the left foot, the leg, and the ankle, as well as controls the pain that I have with the injuries that I have, not just the foot and the ankle, but some other things I've had as a result. And because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation.
and it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with the problems that you've got going on by targeting the pain going straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. So it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And don't forget, you can get it all started for $19.95. That's a three-week quick start, $19.95, by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. Go over there, check it out, try the $19.95 three-week quick start, and you will feel like a new person. Because after all you've got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
And it works.
It really does. Yeah.
Really, honestly, works. Now, Larry Kudlow says that America would have been a lot better off if Biden would have just done absolutely nothing, and continue with most of Trump's policies. He would have been in a much better place today instead of being run out of town on a rail.
Well, you know, Captain, we often talk about the idea of Biden's tanking poll numbers, which are, you know, so bad that we can't even really express how really terrible they truly are.
He's down below 36% again in one of the polls came out yesterday.
Precisely. And any politician would want to do whatever they can to get those poll numbers back up. So I don't think that they had any inkling that, or any intention, I should say, that they were ever going to follow the policies that were causing America to prosper, because, number one, they wanted to come in and stop everything Trump did. In other words, the Biden administration is one big no to the American people. No, you can't have lower fuel prices. No, you can't have low inflation or zero inflation. No, you can't have a strong military. And no, you can't have success, this kind of thing, energy independence. It's just a one big no, because they want the opposite stuff. And it's obvious they don't care what it does to their popularity, because maybe they feel very ensconced in their power base.
Mm-hmm. Now, the media is also twisting the Waukesha Parade massacre into a parade crash, which is totally wrong.
Well, that's right. Yeah, like we were talking about, it doesn't fit their media narrative. They want to downplay the atrociousness of it. They want to downplay the brutality of it for whatever reason, and it doesn't fit the narrative. I mean, we've had people run their cars into crowds, especially if they were, you know, white supremacists, this kind of thing, and for good reason. They're vilified, and we hear the story, and we hear about the monstrousness of it all. But for some reason, they want to change this and morph this into something else.
You remember where that started?
Where's that?
Europe.
Oh, yeah.
France, in particular, was the first one I remember with a big box truck.
Yes. That's right. That's right. And so there was something that even happened in Las Vegas as well, along the strip that one time. And now there's a lot of barriers that are built into the sidewalks there. I think it was in front of the Paris Hotel Casino, if I recall correctly.
Now, we've been watching the Supreme Court discussion, and we have also seen that the Supreme Court picks by Donald Trump appear to be poised to deliver an interesting verdict on abortion and Roe v. Wade and some other things.
Well, that's true, and you know, I'm seeing a lot of opinion pieces or editorials about, you know, it's Donald Trump's people and they're just going to do this, and they put on a show about asking questions like they were really interested in asking actual questions. Well, of course they were asking actual questions, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, Captain, that they're either going to interpret the law and they're going to vote the way that they believe. They're not supposed to vote, and I don't think they will vote the way they think some group of people think they should, or some mob outside the Supreme Court, or any of those things. The whole point of the Supreme Court, and especially the fact that they're not term limited, or they're not elected to the Supreme Court, all that stuff, is so that they can make these decisions based on the Constitution and on the law. Mm-hmm. And I will throw this in as well. Mm-hmm. The very fact that Roe v. Wade has been decided for such a long time mm-hmm. isn't the reason to keep it in place, as the Solicitor General, I believe, was trying to argue, because the justices correctly brought up Plessy versus Ferguson. It was bad when it mm-hmm. was decided, and it took a long time to get overturned.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say something to think about. There's been a virus in nearly every election since 2004. There was SARS, 2006 avian flu, 2010 was swine, 2012 MERS, 2014 Ebola, 2016 Zika, 2018 Ebola, and 2020 Corona. And the other thing is, you take the letters of the words Delta and Omicron, and you get you switch them around and you get media control. I thought that was very interesting.
All right. Well, I don't know where she came up with all that, but
well, yeah, interesting anagrams. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But certainly, like we were talking about, the overreaction to Omicron. I think, Catherine, it might be different if we had some information that, especially in South Africa, that this was causing, and I'm glad it's not, by the way, mm-hmm. but if it was causing major hospitalizations or other kinds of things, then you could see why you'd want to immediately do travel bans. But, we're not seeing that. And even the cases that are in the United States don't even begin to mm-hmm. rise to the level of going to the hospital.
Now, Joe Biden, we talked about this, and it's now official. They have reinstituted Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, and they made an agreement with Mexico to do that yesterday. So the people wanting to come into this country are not going to be able to get in. They're going to have to wait in Mexico and wait their turn.
Right, right. And I think this is because of the court decisions, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And so they're being forced into that. They'll continue to try to find an in-run around it or try to blast right through it if they can, but for now, they can't. But it begs the question, why wouldn't they have done this before? Because that's the policy that works, and they're not interested in implementing the policy that actually works because it serves their purpose to have a chaotic, unbelievable amount of people coming across the border, which destabilizes the country overall.
Yeah, it does, and it also creates a rift, if you will, between the law enforcement and the government and the Border Patrol and this, that, and the other, because they're all trying to do the same job, and that is keep these people from just disappearing into the states or wherever, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more in the Captain America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Jagger and the Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. How long ago was that, Kyle?
Well, Satisfaction, would that have been 66 or 67?
Well, I was going to say 65 or 6.
Yeah, somewhere in there. But, you know, that it never gets old. It really doesn't. It's got such a great sound. And the stuff that the Stones could do in the studio like that was just amazing.
Yep. Okay. Here comes the weather. You take it away out west.
All right, folks. We're, of course, monitoring some high winds tonight. But we also have, Captain, we've got the fire that was burning in a place called Denton, Montana. This is going to be along the Highway 81. It's going to be north of Stanford and Windham and Benchland along along Highway 87. But evidently there were some evacuations. It looks like they lost about 25 structures in the town. Nobody was injured, thank goodness. And it looks like some of those evacuation orders might have been lifted by now. But it may the highway there may also be closed in some places. So you have to check with your local authorities for that. But be aware of that. Going on right now in Montana. Also, as I said, we do have some high wind warnings, and this is one of the reasons that fire got ripped up so bad, because of those high winds. So we do have high winds in the area of Bozeman, Helena. We also have a winter storm watch up in northern Montana, up along U.S. Highway 2 near Glasgow. High winds in southeastern corner of Wyoming, that's Cheyenne, Laramie, over towards Elk Mountain. And then also, Captain, in the in Sacramento area, we've got the dense fog advisory. So if you're coming up Interstate 5 in that area, or coming across I-80 out of Reno, coming towards Sacramento, you're going to hit some dense fog. It's going to be through Yuba City down to Stockton as well. Seattle and Portland looking for rain on Saturday and rain starting again next week.
Okay, got some unsettled weather conditions across the western half of North Dakota. Could get some of those snow flurries coming across with the snow moving east out of Montana. Also in the upper peninsula of Michigan, got a little bit of lake effect tonight. Might have some rain there tonight, not snow, but it looks like there might be rain up in that area. Probably getting some rain somewhere across Wisconsin. Right now, by the looks of it, unsettled weather conditions there with wind and possibly some rain today. And then over in the mountainous areas, I-81 of Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland and going right up into Pennsylvania, you've got wind. You've got unsettled weather conditions there. Could possibly get some snow through there as well. We've got windy conditions from Nova Scotia all the way down around Cape Cod, all the way down to Jersey, all the way down to just about Norfolk, Virginia tonight, just about the Chesapeake Bay is as far as that wind is going down there. So be advised of that. Now, we do have a big-time problem with fog tonight. Just north of me, going up I-75 to the Georgia border and 310 towards Jacksonville, you've got dense fog. And in some areas, it's very poor visibility, so you'll have to slow down for that. Now, when you get on I-10 to go west, you're going to be in fog. Sometimes it'll be zero visibility all the way to San Antonio, Texas, and then all the way down towards the border of Mexico, because this fog will entail Houston, Galveston, on down to Brownsville, coming across to New Orleans, coming across to Mobile and Gulfport and Biloxi, and going up into Montgomery, Alabama, and coming across to Tallahassee, and then it's going to be in the southwestern corner of Georgia as we speak. It's not in the eastern area yet, but it's just over the line, so be advised of that. And this is going to be a real miserable night for trying to drive through that pea soup fog, so please be careful.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. You know, you start losing your perspective in the fog like that. Yep.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, folks, the pilot and the Flying J always bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Stop by, see what they're all about. Become a member of the Drivers Club.
All right, joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, we got so much stuff. You could pretty much just plant a flag in the middle of Joe Biden and say which direction you want to go.
Yeah.
So here's what I think I'll do. I've been talking about the fact that the National Guard was going to have some action probably coming against it, a lawsuit. And yesterday we found out it was official. The governor of Oklahoma announced that he is suing the Biden administration for the mandatory vaccine mandate for his unit's National Guard, which he says Biden can't do.
Well, he can't. And I think the Pentagon's a little confused on this as well. So,
yeah, because yeah. They're saying they're not going to pay these guys, and they run the risk of not being certified so that they have to take the required training they have to have and all that, which means that they would no longer be in the National Guard.
Well, pretty much every lawsuit that I have seen so far that has gone against the Biden administration for these vaccine mandates, they've lost.
Yep.
So you'd think at some point they'd get the hint. But they're going to, you know, if his administration didn't have COVID, there wouldn't be anything else there. I mean, everything mm-hmm. circles around all things mandate, pandemic, vaccines, and boosters, and all of those. They even blame all the smash and grabs that are going on the pandemic.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nuts. But then again, why am I not surprised?
Well, it just shows that Biden himself is not a critical thinker.
Mm-hmm.
He's not strategic. I don't hear him giving any answers to media, but not even I would say qualified answers to questions that are asked of him.
All right, hold that thought. Computer's going to cut you off, and we will be right back, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.